I interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he got into some questions of 9/11, but he said he wanted to research it more. He's now he told me he read 16 books on that subject and others, and he said he'd be happy to get into 9/11. Just he brought it up. You've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
You know, it's a real conundrum.
Isn't that pretty obvious?
Yes.
And that's the point I've made, is that we do need to prosecute the brown people.
When it comes to black people, I say no, thank you.
I agree with you, and that brings me into the next subject. What are people going to do as we see more and more former CIA section chiefs saying all the evidence points at inside job? What are they going to do as the laws of physics come out here?
Let's focus on young, single women. They're weak and stupid. They'll buy into this racket.
That's a good point.
Everyone working at Hooters deserves to be raped.
Well, I love how you think. Do we need to have a renaissance and awakening to this show?
I am very concerned about the fate of the human race.
And that's the point I've made, but it's kind of like, you know, the best of three latrines.
They can't control their goddamn ass farts either.
That's a good point. So, I mean, what are your recommendations just to the people?
I'm a big proponent of domestic violence.
And that's the point I've made. Can you comment on that with your background in underwater demolitions as a frogman?
On the list, on the great list of people or groups of people I dislike, Jews would be at the top of that list because of what you just mentioned.
And then the whole country's a concentration camp.
Yes. At that point, just fucking kill the thing and cook it for its bacon.
And that's how Hitler was able to do what he did. That's now declassified. That debate's over. But
oh, if I ran this country, things would be different.
80-something percent on Larry King Live in the poll wanted you to run for president. Are you thinking about running this year, or are you thinking about running in 4 years?
I really feel like I can't do anything right.
I mean, what would you do as president?
I have a great program for you. War, global warming, mandatory euthanasia.
Okay, well, we got 30 million illegals here. They say 20, but it's more like 30. What would you do as president about that?
Let's start off by electrocuting an Asian.
You have boldly spoken out as somebody who hates the Latin Americans.
Disgusting low-class welfare recipients.
Well, I love how you think, and Mexico has more billionaires per capita than any other nation, but they have this corrupt elite that's made deals with our elite to use the U.S. as a dumping ground for their criminals, for their poor, for people to come across and have the babies.
Just as batshit crazy as the blacks.
The Mexicans want to destroy America.
I'm guessing the shit sort of like migrates and gets smushed all in the ass crack, and then the underwear is sliding up against it, and maybe that's how it spreads. I don't know the logistics of it.
Well, I have a sneaking suspicion they were trying to develop a relationship with you and then basically try to handle you.
What's a girl to do? I can't get enough cock.
Fantastic. Now, I gave you a copy of Terror Storm. Did you have a chance to watch that?
I sure did.
You told me that you read 16 books in the interim researching this and other subjects. What are other questions you have about the official story?
All right, enough of this bullshit.
You've been very gracious. I'm going to let you go, and I'd love to get you back on for a quick pop-in.
Oh, me so horny. Fuck me like a faggot bitch.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, October 13th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, shit, toilets, and toilet shit. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Oh, and I've got a fantastic program for you. What is this? Do you hear that? It sounds like a big steaming pile of shit. That can mean only one thing. Cheryl Murkowski's Morning Dump!
It's the Morning Dump.
Happy Wednesday, Cheryl Murkowski. I'm coming to you live from my poop war. I'm your lapsist with the mostest lapsist girdle, and sometimes I'll put on my skirt girdle. You don't know what that is, then Google image it. because for laps and girdle, fish breathing. Yeah, girdle, no, don't.
I don't understand a word she's saying here.
Diabetes.
She gets stuck in some sort of cycling loop.
Glowis.
Thing. Well, we're going to stop it right there because I can't understand what Cheryl's talking about. But thank you very much for the morning dump, Rills. Now, although Cheryl Murkowski is a thin, attractive, heavily tanned 25-year-old, she sounds like an elderly person.
Okay, come on, honey.
Which is perfect because I'm really dedicating today's show to the near dead. I've got some audio from old people. The first clip here is like a 150-year-old woman who lives at a nursing home being interviewed by one of the nurses. And this is all being videotaped for a newspaper.
Hi, my name is Teresa Wintermeyer. I'm a certified nursing assistant at Middletown Park Manor. This is Gladys DeGroat. She's 109 years old. Her birthday was Monday, this past Monday, April 21st. She's alive and kicking. She's the oldest resident.
I believe she just said, I want to rest. But she kind of sounds like one of the munchkins from The Wizard of Oz.
She's alive and kicking. She's the oldest resident in Park Manor. She's been here for a long time.
Lay down.
She wants to go lay down. She wants nothing to do with this interview. She wants to die. Just help her.
She's been here for a long time.
Lay down.
She sounds miserable.
She's real funny. And her favorite things are tea and cookies.
I don't care what they are.
I think she just said, I don't care about any of this. It's hard to decipher when old people like that talk because it's,
I don't know, not gonna lay down, I wanna rest.
That's what they sound like. They kind of sound like Vern Troyer. Remember Mini-Me when he was on The Surreal Life, that horrible VH1 reality show, and he got totally wasted? He got really drunk, and then they found him pissing in the corner of the house. And when he was going to sleep, he was kind of like sleep-talking.
All right.
Do I have that audio? Really good. What's great is he gets drunk on his little mobility scooter too. There it is. And that's kind of what this old person sounds like.
Teen cookies. She can be a little stubborn, but she'll always give you a kiss after she hits you. She's outlived all of her children.
I don't know if you can hear her, but she just keeps saying, I want to lay down. She's 109 years old. You're propping her up, making her open her eyes. She doesn't want any of this.
She's got a lot of great-grandchildren. I'm sure she has great-great-great-grandchildren. They'll all come to visit her.
Congratulations.
She's from Port Jervis.
Congratulations for not dying.
She's from Port Jervis, because that's where she wants to go all the time.
I don't give a damn about the pitchers.
Oh, she don't give a damn about the pitchers.
Grandma! You're gonna be in the newspaper!
Yeah. Now, what's great is, you can't see this, but this old lady is 109 years old. The nurse is right up to her ear. Like, her mouth is pressed up against the old lady's ear, and she's screaming.
Grandma, you're gonna be in the newspaper!
Yeah.
I don't care! I wanna lay down!
Yeah. Are you excited?
I don't know what she said there.
She didn't start swearing until she was like 9 days, I said.
She probably said, I don't fucking care. She can't read the newspaper. She's blind as a bat. I can't think of a less interesting article in the news than about an old person. I hate those things. Oh, a woman celebrates, you know, her 110th birthday. Great. An article about that, though? Like, there's nothing else newsworthy going on. All right, so there you go. An old woman who just wants to lay down. Recently on the show, it was revealed that the porn actress from the Prune Brothers clip...
Ah! There's no prune juice? I can't take a shit so bad!
Yeah, that would be her. In the scene, her name is Esmeralda, but what we found out, thanks to a caller to the voicemail line, the porn actress's name is Kathy Jones. And I really want you guys to search out Kathy Jones' clips. I found a few online, and they're not as great as the Prune Brothers clip, but it's always good to hear from Kathy Jones.
Oh, what a cock.
That's her.
Big cock.
Kathy with a K.
Oh, so horny. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, I want it bad.
Yes. Finger blasting herself in this clip.
Yes.
The music in the background is so annoying, but eventually a guy does enter the scene.
This cum bath all over my face, on my tits, and my pussy. Oh, yeah, I love it. This guy's jacking off on me. Fucking me. Oh, you gotta have a cock right now.
I mean, yeah, if you're into mature women, I would think you'd still find Kathy Jones repulsive, but whatever.
Oh, yeah. Deeper. Deeper, harder.
You get the idea. There you go. If you find some Kathy Jones clips, email me, show@distortedview.com. Now for a couple new Craigslist ads for our Craigslist competition. Basically, I just want you to go to your local Craigslist postings, you know, from your area, and find a recoculous man-for-man, man-for-woman, casual encounter, one of those personal ads. Send them along to me, and the winner will receive a prize. Right now, it looks like you'll be winning vaginal herpes magnets or something. I don't know. All right, so here we go. This was sent in by DV listener Ben from Ottawa. Lex Luthor to your Clark Kent. Man for man, 42. I really enjoyed role-playing with a buddy who did a perfect Clark Kent, but he's gone, so I'm hunting for a new Clark Kent. Prefer that Clark Kent dominates and tries for the upper hand, but Lex Luthor wins out and demolishes him with gut punching and ties him up. Bonus if you have tights. And yes, a muscled, younger Clark Kent is always preferable. Or preferable. Sue from Maine found a good one. Bottom looking for bi straight married guys to .. 59. Masculine guy. All right. Wait until you hear the rest of this ad, and then tell me if you think he's masculine. Masculine guy has this fetish of wearing black panties. Yeah, that's something masculine guys do. I'm not a cross-dresser. Just want to be clear here. I'm not a cross-dresser. I just like the feel of it. Isn't that why cross-dressers wear what they wear? Because they like the feel of it? And I like to be seduced, touched all over, and be your bitch slut. Again, he's masculine. I have a very small, uncut cock and balls, so I call it my clit, covered with my bush and panties. If you can make me moan and groan, place panties on subject line for response, your stats and pics get mine. There you go. If you're interested, he's over there in Maine. Final one I'll share with you today was sent in by Tori over there in Seattle. The headline is Feed the Pig, 39. Hungry pig looking to be fed your waist and cum. Your waist. Thursday morning. I'm chubby, 39, and love to service older men orally in every way. I only like men over 50, but I'll do whatever you like. I'm looking for a truly nasty old man to use me as he wishes. Have a nice big meal and let it settle. I want your ass to be full when you get here. Make me lick and suck him anywhere. Cock, balls, ass, pits, feet, etc. Piss down my throat, feed me his cum, and make me feed him his ass. Bring someone along and take pictures of me servicing them. Use me like the cum dumpster toilet that I want to be. Are you man enough to feed the pig? I really want a big, fat, nasty old man with big, dirty, cheese-covered, uncut cock to use me, but I'll take whatever old man over 50 that wants some nasty oral service. Send me stats or a pic, and I'll send you my address and directions. Well, you know, as we've learned over the last couple days on Distorted View, I do have some 50-plus male listeners. You might want to contact that man for some dirty old man stinky sex. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not yet a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. You can grab yesterday's extended show. More importantly, tomorrow's program is going to be exclusive, so if you want to hear it, you got to sign up right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, that type of stuff. Sign up right now. Support the program. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from Athens, I want to say Georgia. We'll go with Georgia. Authorities have arrested an ex-con who say they used a toilet seat lid to bludgeon an Athens man to death early on Sunday, then kidnapped and later raped a woman who witnessed the attack. He's been very busy. Investigators arrested 40-year-old William Thomas Valentine Jr. shortly before 12:30 p.m. this afternoon at his brother's house. He is accused of murdering Alfred Lorenzo Harris, 51, in the victim's home. Valentine also kidnapped a woman who witnessed the attack, wrong place, wrong time, then took her to Madison County and raped her, all while enjoying the view of those beautiful bridges. Is that too much of a dated reference, bridges of Madison County? Or is it just not funny regardless? Okay, moving on. A friend discovered Harris's body at about noon on Sunday when he brought over some food. Investigators determined that Harris had been dead at least 9 hours and identified a lid from his apartment's toilet as the murder weapon. They quickly identified Valentine. He couldn't have found any other piece of weaponry to kill a man. That was the best he could do, a toilet lid. They quickly identified Valentine as a suspect. I guess he's resourceful. He just found the nearest, you know, blunt object. A judge signed a murder warrant late Sunday afternoon. Valentine has served 5 stints in state prison, once for an aggravated assault involving a gun. See, that's a normal weapon. Madison County Sheriff's investigators are looking into the reported rape, while Athens Clark police detectives continue to investigate the murder and the kidnapping. I love newspaper websites that allow commenting, because say what you will about me, and I don't know what that would possibly entail, but it's something mean and hateful about me, and it's probably accurate. But say what you will about me, I don't think I'm any more offensive than the general population, at least what goes through your brains. And, you know, when you've got an anonymous website that comes out, someone, Scotty to Bridge, left a comment. It was the first comment on this news story. He says, "This sounds like a ghetto game of Clue. It was Captain Crackhead in the living room with the toilet seat." Very good, sir. I think all three of these news stories today has a running theme. See if you can guess what it is. This one comes from Newark, Delaware. A 14-year-old Newcastle County boy is facing a number of charges after police say he forced a child into a portable toilet and then intentionally knocked it over onto its door. All the shit comes flying out of the toilet, covering the kid. Police respond, it's like a Jackass stunt, I think. Police responded to the 100 block of Scottfield Drive at approximately 7:45 p.m. on Sunday for a report of an assault on 7-year-old Zach Montero. Upon their arrival, officers met with the victim's father, who informed them that his son and 2 other children were riding their bikes in Hand Park when they were approached by the teen. The teen allegedly threatened the 7-year-old, saying he would damage Zach's bike if he didn't go into the portable toilet. Why didn't he just bicycle off? Kids are stupid. You can pedal faster than a fucking kid can run. Just flee, my friend. He said he'll pop my tires and break my pedals and bend my handlebars. So, yeah, a face full of shit is better. Oh, Zach. Zach says he went in the toilet. The teen then allegedly pushed the porta-john over onto its door and even walked away despite the victim's cry for help as human waste poured all over him. Do I still have the ta-da sound effect? I feel like I'm overusing it, but, you know, it's totally called for. Yes. Yes, my leg was stuck in it, and then my 2 friends lifted it up for me, Zach said. He just started laughing, because it was funny, and just walked away. He's just a boy in the neighborhood that's constantly bullying other kids. Kids are afraid to say anything to anybody about it because of his older brother, said Zach's father, Dave. The older brother of the accused denies his brother is a bully. He placed the blame on Zach's friends. He did not force them in there. They were already in there. He said he was in there rocking it with them. Zach's 13-year-old brother, Troy, said the suspect is a chronic neighborhood bully who has assaulted him and others before. He would hit you in the private area and then walk away and laugh about it. Again, because it's funny. The teen was arrested at his home and charged with unlawful imprisonment, plus assault and harassment, or harassment. He was arraigned and released to his parents on $4,000 unsecured bail. The teen was ordered to have no contact with the victim. So, there you go. Now, final story we have for you today. A man has been given a 150-day suspended sentence for hosing down his 8-year-old son with cold water for using a drawer as a toilet. You see the connection? The stories all involve shitters. This child apparently just decided to shit in a drawer because he couldn't find the potty.
Where's the potty? Where's the potty? Look around, look around.
Well, it's definitely not where you store your sweaters.
Can you see it hiding? Can you see it hiding? Shout when it's found. Shout when it's found.
Yeah, that's it. The toilet was hidden. Makes perfect sense. The man, who is in his 30s and cannot be named for legal reasons, admitted an act of cruelty towards a child at Margate Magistrates Court over there in the UK. A woman called police after witnessing the incident in Canterbury. The boy's ordeal lasted for more than 2 hours, as he was punished for urinating and defecating in the house. How old was this kid? The court had heard that police found the boy cold and shivering in the front garden in September 2009. A woman visiting a friend raised the alarm after hearing the child screaming loudly and wailing so much that she at first thought he was an animal. Well, you know, that's what animals do. Shit all over the house, pissing in drawers and stuff like that. The court was told that she saw a man in a dressing gown shouting and the boy rigid with his shoulders hunched and an expression of being petrified. Prosecutor Ruth DeZiel said the woman, who tried to telephone social services, heard the man shout at the youngster for urinating in the house. Mrs. DeZiel said the male had a hose pipe and was chasing the boy around the garden, spraying him with water. A couple of times he hit the child on the back of the head, and the male continued to shout aggressively. The child has been taken into local authority care. The father's 150-day sentence is suspended for 2 years. He also received a 2-year supervision order to include attending a victim awareness course. Following his sentence, head of the NSPCC's helpline, I don't know what that means, John Cameron said, "This was a dreadful sustained attack on a young defenseless child." I want to know how old the kid was. Because if the child was older than potty training age, then he deserved to be punished. And if that means spraying him with a hose, so be it. I mean, Christ. If it is like a 9-year-old doing it, the 9-year-old's just an asshole. We commend the member of the public who contacted the police after witnessing such terrible abuse. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freak, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim. I'm just calling to tell you I had to put my dog down today.
All right. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. What a way to start the fucking voicemail segment. Don't call it. Here's a tip. Don't call in if you're going to mention dead relatives. That does not bring anyone happiness or joy.
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's the window liquor.
It's not entirely true, but...
Hey, Tim, what's up? It's the window liquor. Just sitting here listening to Death of an Elf. You know, the one with the
yes.
Female elves being turned into a sexual nature.
Oh, I'll be whipping all of those songs out very soon. A couple months. Jesus Christ, I can't believe Christmas is so... what's the word I'm looking for? Close.
Hey, Tiali. This is Puppy. I'm calling because, like, a motherfucker was talking about the girl with, like, the dragon tattoo. Well, there's actually this indie theater right near me, which also has the sequel to that called The Girl Who Plays with Fire. And apparently there's also a third movie. So if you do, in fact, go see The Girl with, like, the dragon tattoo, which I have not seen it yet, but I have been told great
things. Did someone call in about that or something? I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I do have to say thanks to the Puerto Rican fat man. I checked my post office box today, and I received a fantastic gift. It is a picture, a painting, if you will, of I don't know what the fuck is going on. It's a picture of Ricky Martin with Michael Jackson, pretty much. And then he also sent me Batman underwear, but I am so... First of all, the Batman underwear is too large for my petite frame. And second of all, he, like, ripped the label out of it. Like, the size label. And I don't know if it's... It very well could be used underwear. So I am not... I refuse to smell it or try it on.
Timmy Boo. What, man? Calling in to check in, see how your day's going.
Oh,
it's,
you know,
been a long one for me. It's not been up too long, maybe an hour.
That's fascinating. Moving on.
Hey, Tim, this is Trey from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Trey.
currently going to college, and I thought it was real interesting what our topic was one day. You remember Phil Davis, the guy who was running for treasurer for that one county?
Nope.
Who forgot he had a master's in communication and such and kept screaming? He was featured in one of my classes, so I guess you're fit to teach college courses? No.
That's what that means. Let me know when you came to that conclusion.
To transfer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I would love to teach a college course.
Oh, they call him a nanner puss. Then guess what? I'm so constipated. Yeah!
I love pussy. Yes, caller. What is that? I think someone is showcasing their vibrator that they got from Adam and Eve using coupon code FREAK, FREAK. You can save 50% off.
Juju, Tim, Haley's Comet calling up. Two quick things, and then I'll get the hell out of here.
Good idea.
First of all, I'm pulling together some of that information that a caller asked for about shipping alcohol. Basically, the laws vary quite a bit state by state. Some states you're allowed to brew your own alcohol, but you're not allowed to take it out of your house, even to take it to a competition. States are pretty flexible on it. The U.S. Postal Service, however, will frequently let you mail alcohol if you just refer to it as a yeast sample.
Dogfish
Head Brewing Company has been known to send out sample beers to journalists referring to them as yeast samples. The other thing I'm calling up about is the damn Fisher-Price toy recall.
And
my problem is not with the fact that they have these recalls, but with the webpage.
The little tricycles that were recalled because they were they were being jabbed into little girls' vaginas and busting open their hymens.
Fisher-Price put up listing all the recalled toys. It just has the text describing the toys. Now, I'm sorry, as a parent, I do not give a damn, nor do I know what bullshit string of vaguely child development-related phrases they use to describe a particular tricycle. No, we know what it looks like. So if they had pictures instead of text descriptions on this page,
right,
then everyone who has one of these things in their home would be able to look at this, scan through real quick, and
look,
go...
take that up with the consumerist. I don't care.
Hey, Tim, it's me. I was just doing my recycling and remembered to call in, you know, because now I know it by heart. a bunch of people have been calling in lately and asking about music, and it's been years of people calling in. And all like the Weekend song and the Fun Shopping song, just everybody knows it. It's Arling and Cameron. That's the name of the band that does that stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe my one call will settle that. It forever.
No, though people will still call in, I'm sure.
Dude, fine. I was thinking.
Yes.
What if, like, your show gets really, really big, like, extremely big, and then suddenly you get targeted by spammers, and most of your voicemails on your voicemail line just end up being people advertising a website or something? What are you going to do then?
I guess I'd start filtering them or something. It would be great to get voicemail spam for, like, Levitra or whatever the fuck that is, or Viagra, Cialis, that type of stuff. That'd be fine. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, and then I got... Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Sign up for the Sideshow because tomorrow's program will be exclusive. I will be back here on Friday, though, to end the week. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, remember. Sound speaks louder than words sometimes, but not everybody listens.
Please support the United Negro College Fund.